This is SRN News.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Alabama lawmakers are now taking proactive and preventative measures to safeguard residents' property rights after watching the news in other states. The Alabama House passed a bill that would prevent squatters from targeting unoccupied homes here in Alabama in order to claim that they are renting or leasing that property. State Representative Craig Lipscomb is sponsoring the bill. He says there's an epidemic in other states of squatters gaining access to a property and creating confusion as to whose claims are actually correct when it comes to ownership and even renters' contracts. Lipscomb says his bill, HB 182, defines such squatting and damages to property as third-degree burglary, and it is to close the door on squatting scammers before they cross over the state line into Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A young man has drowned in the Cahaba River in Centerville. 27-year-old Tristan Shepherd fell into the river on Mill Street on Friday night. His body has since been recovered and sent to Montgomery to the state lab for an autopsy. Krispy Kreme is offering a limited edition donut in honor of the full solar eclipse that is happening today. The donut involves an original glazed donut with chocolate icing and an Oreo cookie in the center. The eclipse treat is being offered even if you do not live or are going to the path of totality. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey.
He's Eddie. How you doing today, Eddie?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm doing great. I'm in a great mood. You know, I haven't been keeping up with pro wrestling much.
Yeah.
But I did tune into WrestleMania this weekend.
A lot of other people did, too, apparently.
And I'm glad I did. What a fun event.
Yeah.
Yeah, and historic event. Yeah, it was big. It's like, and you can catch up on the storyline pretty quick if you're interested in it. And it was a great culmination. I really enjoyed that. And plus, my grandfather is an old-school wrestling fan. He hadn't watched in years. He says, a little more over the top than I remember. I'm like, yeah, it's gotten ridiculous. So that was a lot of fun, and now everybody's bugging out because of this eclipse, right?
Yeah, are you braced for the eclipse?
I guess it'll start at 12:40 our time.
Something like that, I have no idea.
Yeah, and go throughout the day. And though it won't be a total eclipse, like that one path everybody's going 85%
into. 85% or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sizable, like, so we'll have to pick our heads out around 12-something.
The one thing, and I talked to a friend of mine who's a fishing guide, I was like, okay, it'll be out there today. I was like, turn your phone on. I want to see if something weird happens. Because you always hear about, oh, fish are jumping and nature's going crazy and things like this.
Really?
I want to see it. So he'll be out on Lake Martin. I said, please, turn your phone on just for a little while. See if anything happens.
Are you big into astrology?
Nah. No, not since I'm not single anymore.
Oh, you were when you were single? Is that like a great pickup line?
It wasn't a great pickup line, but, you know, when times got tight, you could always throw one out there.
What was your sign?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra?
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Is that right?
Or there was some shift to a new one that I'm actually in.
Oh, really?
The stars realigned, yeah.
I did not know.
So it starts with an O. I can't, but for all my life, I've been a Sagittarius, I believe.
I didn't know you could change.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I've never really been into that, like, new agey.
Neither do I. I just
like,
know the
worship of crystals. And here's this magical water. They said, well, it'll remove the toxins from my body. I'm like, they just sold you rock water. It's probably going to make you crap your pants.
Yeah. Drink some lake water with beavers in it.
That's right. Yeah. Same effect.
Yeah.
Beva fever.
Beva fever.
We got to say it that way, too. It's not beaver fever. It's beva fever.
Beva fever.
So, I'm ready for the eclipse.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready for that.
Honestly, do you expect anything other than a little darkening of the sky?
Well, if Israel, like some of their more radical Orthodox components, are able to sacrifice that red heifer.
Yeah.
Overlooking the, you know.
There is that.
Temple Mount and the Dome of the Rock.
Because you know right now, throughout the world,
the shrine, I'm not making up, has been built.
Yeah.
There to are sacrifice groups thing.
Throughout the world right now that have been waiting for this. So I'm just kind of curious.
It's just making me nervous. Not that, like, I don't believe in that way, but they do.
Others do.
And there are a lot of people willing to kill. By the way, news coming out of Israel.
Okay.
In a surprise move, the Israelis pulled back the IDF from southern Gaza and from Rafah.
Very surprising.
And the invasion of Rafah is placed on indefinite hold. They're re-entering ceasefire talks. So we'll see. This might have to do with, I don't think Israel wants to be stuck bogged down there in Gaza if something happens with Iran retaliating or Hezbollah jumping in. And so this might be a smart military move.
Could be.
Though you have many folks like Trump saying you need to finish what you started quick because you're losing the PR battle.
That, but I don't think they've got quite the support from our current administration as they'd like to have.
Right, right. And then, of course, Trump, and we'll play the full clip, video clip. He released a statement today on his abortion stance, says the issue should be decided by the states, which I am in full agreement with. I know there are pro-life groups already criticizing him.
Yeah.
Other, you know, say pro-abortion groups. Well, we actually agree with choice. You don't have to do it. And like, okay. All the folks that want everything to be decided by the federal government are upset. I think Trump's making the right choice here. We need to do this more with more issues.
I agree. Put it back on the state level.
Say Alabama and Vermont are very different places.
Whew. Thank God.
Let them do their own thing for the most part. Yeah. So I completely agree with that.
100%.
The Vatican came out, and it was one of these papal missives. Like, it's a pretty official, and they did a whole press conference around it, condemning sex change operations, gender theory, and surrogacy.
Really?
Yeah, and I've seen some videos making the round. I don't have a robust opinion about surrogacy.
No, it's just
but I've seen some that it's like it's heartbreaking because the person who is the surrogate is still messaging the child they bore, but the child they bore is now living with the parents who were, you know, paid the surrogate, and it doesn't make you feel happy watching the video, I'll put it that way. It's heartbreaking to watch a child try to understand what's going on.
Certainly.
So the Vatican coming out drawing clear lines in that regard, and I know all you Protestants here, Baptists especially in Alabama, really take the Pope seriously. Wearing jeans now, Eddie, apparently is causing climate change.
Huh?
Yeah.
People walking too fast?
Wearing jeans is the equivalent of driving about 6.5 miles.
Each time?
Yeah.
What if I kept those jeans like I have for the
which is
10
how
years?
You, like old school jeans, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I think most of my jeans are probably 10 years
old. No, I've been getting more of the stretchy jeans. It's all the rage. You know, Portnoy gets the Muggsy ones. I haven't pulled the trigger on those.
They expensive? God, probably are.
Yeah, they're a little expensive, but jeans are expensive unless you find them on sale.
But
even Levi's and Lee jeans are.
But I went and bought jeans probably 2 weeks ago. I saw the stretchy jeans. I tried on the stretchy jeans.
They're much more comfortable.
Yes, but as a 54-year-old man.
Wait, what
to pull
style
off
was it?
It was a set of Levi's over there at
okay, you shouldn't get stretchy skinny.
Oh, that's what they were. They were the skinny.
Okay, yeah, the skinny. I'm past that age.
Kind of
made
me look like
a
pug.
Yeah, it makes you look like a Sasquatch if you have any gut whatsoever. You don't even have that much of a gut. But no, like if you get the normal straight leg with the stretchy material, they're great.
I found they're just normal straight leg, no stretchy.
But apparently, we're causing the planet to warm up by wearing our jeans because there's a production process that's very, very dirty or some crap like that.
As opposed to lithium batteries?
Yeah. Now, I want to go now to Senator Fetterman. We'll get into all the details of all this stuff a little later. He's tearing into squatters' rights laws.
Fetterman is... hospital stay did him some good.
Yeah, but I don't feel like, you know, that clip we played of Senator Katie Britt, you know, talking about how they became friends at freshman orientation, and she visited him in Walter Reed when he's having mental health problems.
Yeah.
I feel like she did something, though.
What do you mean?
Like, did you put a hex on Fetterman and make him, like, think right?
Maybe she had a heart-to-heart with the man.
Maybe. I don't know. Friendship going a long way in that regard.
Hey, obviously, whatever he's done has not hurt anything.
No.
Done some well.
He's coming out with statement after statement where you're like, dadgum, John
somebody
Fetterman.
Over here.
A lot better than Dr. Oz.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Yes. Good point, Joey.
Now, we also have evidence that Janet Yellen and the entire Biden administration and all the Democrats in Congress lied about the 80,000 new IRS agents. They said it would be only be to go after billionaires. Yeah, but 60% of the new cases are for folks who make under $200,000.
We know that.
But it was obvious, but it's just good to remind you you're not crazy. Okay.
All they do is lie. But does she have an excuse for this one? Like, oh, well, something's changed, so we've had to change our perspectives. Or she just go, got you again, sucker.
And then there's a fight between Elon Musk and the Brazilian, like, top judge there who's trying to say that X, you know, needs to rein it in because misinformation's being shared. Now the judge wants to go after Elon Musk. Because Musk has opened up Twitter.
I saw him say something negative about Brazil this weekend.
Yeah, to fight authoritarianism, we have to be authoritarian. Gotta love that.
What do you fight fire with, Joey? Fire. Yeah,
the paradox of tolerance. Yeah. It's like, oh, I read my Karl Popper. It makes sense to me. And now let's go local. A little bird told me, if I could describe it that way, that there is an effort from the state delegation, and it already passed the House, to get rid of the city-county employment board. To where, say, like, city employees would be at the beck and call, hire and fire of the mayor.
I got to bow down and kiss the ring of the mayor to get a job now?
No, but this, yeah, the employment board has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And there's a move, yeah, again, from the state level to just scrap that.
Does no one else seem to think that that is a
I don't think it's a good idea.
You have a Don running the city at that point.
Well, and if State Senator Barfoot, I know he's on the local delegation, this thing's in the Senate, what's he going to do about it?
I hope the right thing.
And I don't know why. Well, I can understand why. It's a pattern with Mayor Reed. He is, for better or for worse, he can make his arguments trying to centralize more power in the mayor's office. But I think this oversees county employees, city employees, and the airport authority employees.
And the airport, too.
Yeah. And so it would be scrapped.
Total Don.
So I would like to know why Doug Singleton thinks that's a good idea. I believe he's the chair of the county commission.
That's a god-awful idea.
But, yeah, that's happening here locally. And then at 1 o'clock, we will have Chief Deputy Kevin Murphy of the Montgomery Sheriff's Department joining us to talk about, the tragedy of this young man, young deputy, who died after an on-duty crash. He died on, it was confirmed Friday night. And so before I say anything else, I'll wait, and we're going to have Kevin Murphy here in the studio to talk about that and that young man and how great he was and what exactly happened there. Again, 334-272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, that's 334-272-9228. But yeah, I'm trying to think through why just scrap this employment board? It's an independent institution. So if you have employment problems, like maybe you got in trouble, you can appeal to them. And there hasn't been any of that going on with the city or the county at all lately, right?
It's just disturbing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it nicely. That's incredibly disturbing.
That's
third world country crap.
So, they'd be like, hey, the other big cities are doing it. Do we really want to be like other big cities?
And let's look at when they say that, because often they compare us to Birmingham. Well, Birmingham does it. Birmingham is a crap hole.
Mm.
We all know it is, or else we would be living in Birmingham. They have seen their better days. Do you remember those games that cost us how much money? Those games they were bringing to Birmingham was going to make Birmingham money? Don't let these leaders fool you.
Oh, the World Games, yeah. There had to be a whole
We had to bail it out. You, me, we didn't even get to see it, but somehow we were on the hook for it?
Right.
Come on.
Just absolutely.
Stand up, people. Stand up.
Absurd. Absolutely absurd. But I want to go back to where I started. Let's go to Donald Trump. This is the big news this morning.
All right.
From Trump, the man himself. A statement on his stance on abortion. Especially with this upcoming election, there are a lot of folks saying Trump wanted a national ban, Trump wanted this, Trump wanted that. Of course, it's not going to stop folks from lying and characterizing their opponents in politics however they like, but here it is right from the so-called horse's mouth, Donald John Trump.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
Again, that was Donald John Trump. Brand new video that came out this morning. And making headlines, making pretty clear statement on his stance when it comes to a lot of these issues. And we'll see where that goes.
Got my Trump Bible over the weekend.
You did? Yeah. What's it like?
I took it out of the envelope just to make sure what it was. I didn't take it out of the clear plastic, but it's a very nice leather-bound Bible. Talked to Marvin, my buddy Marvin, more about it. He's excited as he can be about it. He told me to open it, but I don't want to open it. I'd rather let him do what he's going to do with it.
Okay.
But I seen thing, too, on Fox about Lee Greenwood. They did a little thing about what he did to the Bible. I just haven't seen the negative. I've had a few people not so nicely tell me that it was the wrong thing to do, but I don't see the negative. It's a Bible. I just don't.
It was the wrong thing to do?
To buy a Trump Bible. If I didn't buy a Trump Bible, say I went to the local Christian bookstore and bought, mm-hmm. What am I doing wrong? I just don't see that. I don't see anything.
Did you tell him it's America and do what I want?
I told him the kind of unique features it had, and they didn't. You know, they didn't see all that. they call it just blasphemy.
You're not doing it the right way.
I paid the tax on it. I can tell you that. Still can't get over that.
So we'll see. But it is a weird timeline where you're starting to see this crossover into more the internet culture. And I think this is what bodes well for Trump, but it's also showing up in the polls. Why are, say, younger men of all demographics jumping on the Trump train? Or maybe not even jumping on the Trump train. They are kind of over Biden. They're over the corporate press. They're over the usual narrative myth-making that we see. I think it's because you do have a burgeoning culture online. Some of it, it's not necessarily right-wing or left-wing. There are people of all different persuasions, but there's a certain way people talk. I'm talking about shows like Flagrant, like Kill Tony, like Joe Rogan, like Lex Friedman, all over the place. You can go to where it's this comedy scene, this long-form podcasting scene, and then I think it also plays into what you're seeing with media and entertainment. For instance, we talked about this big WrestleMania weekend. Yeah. The Rock came out just last week, some folks saying it's a psyop because he just wants to sell his football league and doesn't want to piss off everybody. Maybe
whatever.
So, but even if he's having to do it begrudgingly or cynically, in order for his bottom line to be boosted, The Rock came out and essentially said he regretted endorsing Biden. And so that guy who says, I regretted endorsing Biden, is now like the biggest star on the planet. You're starting to see, the culture is shifting in a way that isn't easily controlled by the powers that be. Now, they still have a lot of power. Do not get me wrong.
Right.
They have a lot of weight, especially with the older crowd that tends to do most of the voting. But there is a shift happening. And maybe RFK Jr. is right, that this is the year when a new form of media, like when television was new and it helped his uncle Jack.
Very true.
This new form of media is going to change American politics for the better, I think.
Very true.
Maybe it will be next cycle where it's really in the catbird seat, but I don't think so. I think it's happening now.
I think it's happening now, and it does keep elevating, so next cycle will be even more.
Right.
But I wonder if this is the one that can put us over the top.
Right. So much to get to today, but we'll hit a quick break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Molycopro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. To do some views in the afternoon. Well, apparently Trump had an amazing fundraiser, like $50 million something out of nowhere, which maybe you contributed to getting the Bible.
I feel like I did do something.
But there's another Trump tchotchke, if I could put it that way. I wouldn't refer to a Bible that way. But
Happy Days? Fonzie's cousin tchotchke?
No, like the little, you know, useless knickknacks that you can buy.
Okay.
Well, there's one that's in... Some guy stayed in, I think, the Trump Hotel in Vegas.
Okay.
And he said, here's the best thing in the gift shop. So let's listen in together.
We didn't stay, but been there.
I'm in Vegas staying at the Trump International. And you won't believe what they have in their gift shop.
Like a little device.
This is my new favorite hotel in Vegas.
See him.
I've seen those. We were somewhere, like a gag store. You could get a million different people's faces on there.
Yeah, so it's essentially a thing, the lid of your toilet. You can put this thing on it.
Yep.
Like just adhere, you know, stick it to there.
So you don't pee in the dark anymore.
And it pushes a light down into the toilet bowl. And the one they have at the Trump Hotel is Biden looking off into the distance, confused.
They've got a Hillary one I've seen.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they've got a Trump one.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Because we were in Vegas, there were some anti-Trump stores. I mean, they sold both, but like one side was pro-Trump and the other side was anti, but one of the same. But yeah.
So you're going to pick that one up too?
That's pretty cool. If I could find the Hillary Clinton one, I'd be interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but now that we're on consumer products, maybe, you know, we're just being damn dirty capitalists. Like consumers. That's what we do. We just consume and consume and consume. And we want more and more and more. Maybe socialism, Eddie, is the right way to go. And I think this is Dr. Richard Wolff.
Okay.
He's a renowned socialist, if one can be such a thing. And he was asked, though, on a gamer chat or some just live stream.
Yeah.
Bro, what if I want a PS5? What do I do to, you know, under socialism to get a PS5? Let's listen in.
Good question.
Final question to you, Professor Wolf. Under your system of worker cooperatives, would I still get my PlayStation 5?
Absolutely. You'd have to struggle a little bit for it. You'd have to talk to your fellow workers. You'd have to talk about the distribution of income. You'd have to compare your desire for PlayStation against all the other interests of all the other people.
What?
It wouldn't be something you worked out on your own with your particular boss in any way. It would have to be a democratic decision. You'd have to come to terms with that the way you do with democratic decisions now in our society to the extent that we have them.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Right.
How about I work hard and I can go get what I want?
Well, see, that's the system when you're a young child. That's how it works. You go to your parents and you ask them for things and you have to beg for it and negotiate. But then when you become an adult, you can go do those things for yourself.
Like, everything should be up to a vote, including, like, if I can own an entertainment unit?
Well, Joey, what's your credit social score right now?
Right.
Are you entitled to one? Should we allow you to have
one? I mean, the guy's being straight up. I give him credit for being honest, but that is batcrap crazy.
Yeah. I give him credit. That's crazy.
You have to negotiate and talk to the other workers and blah, blah, blah.
So it's no. Like, no is the answer.
Well, and if that was the case, we wouldn't have PS5s. We probably wouldn't have the basic capital goods that go into making a PS5.
Right.
If, under his system. Now, you want to go live in a commune? In fact, what is it, kibbutz? In southern Israel, a lot of the ones that were attacked are essentially like communes.
Yeah.
The hippies down there. And so if you want to go do that, cool. And in fact, I think something like that can work at a very small scale. But in terms of like actually producing wealth and providing for people and providing all the things that folks have become used to, I don't think it works that way.
Don't think so, buddy.
And I'm so tired of this idea that people consider liberty or freedom to be just what everybody else says and negotiates with you. Now, how about liberty is an individual right and gift from something bigger than all of us? And it isn't, my right to vote or share in the political process. My liberty means I can think what I want. I can say what I want. I can believe what I want. I can trade as I please at whatever price that I want, including my own labor.
Yep.
Where does this idea come from that, no, you're not free to do things? Freedom is actually being restricted by everybody else. It's just a joke. And that was the most absurd example I've seen in a while. To get
a
PS5.
Like, he's honest about it. He puts it out there.
Yeah. What did he say exactly? You'd have to struggle with it?
I'm a worker cooperatives. Would I still get my PlayStation 5?
Absolutely. You'd have to struggle a little bit for it. You'd have to talk to your fellow workers. You'd have to talk about the distribution of income.
Oh, that sounds like that's the biggest argument against socialism, is it sounds like too much damn work and stuff, involuntary work at that.
Right, involuntary.
Give me a break.
Involuntary, keyword.
Yeah, that's making the rounds today because, well, it's an absurd example of where this country might go if we actually adopted that insane philosophy. Folks say, it's good in theory. No, it's not.
It is not at all.
It's not good in theory.
There's not one good bit of goodness that comes out of it.
Yeah, that whole line, it's good in theory, but not in practice. It's like, no, if it's bad in practice, it means your theory sucks, bro.
Well, you know what's good in theory? Being able to eat a whole cake. You know what's bad in practice? Eating a whole
Remember
cake.
Remember that scene in Matilda? Where the fat kid's punishment is he has to eat the whole cake in front of the school?
Yeah.
Sounds like torture. Wait, have you ever been there?
I felt like, as I was saying those words, not so torturous.
You were getting memories.
I was getting memories of this weekend. I made some really good food this weekend. And I ate way too much of it.
Really?
Yes. It's embarrassing, but I'll put it out there.
I had a fat boy weekend because I'm a factor guy like you.
Well, I did the
factor. So I'm this week, I got my butt up. I went to the gym, all this stuff.
Okay.
And I'm going to be eating a lot cleaner. I didn't get the pimento cheese sandwich midday, all that stuff.
I did beans and ham this weekend.
But knowing that I was going to start hitting the ground running this week, I was like, fat boy weekend, let's do this thing. Oh, yeah. Not too crazy, but
I ate like
enough.
Six bowls of beans and ham.
Wow, that's a lot of beans and ham.
So good, Joey. I made it myself.
No, I got some little chocolate donuts and some milk. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
I can't find good chocolate milk anymore.
Like, I'm a sucker for dips, like a ranch or a French onion dip or a crab dip or whatever dip.
Suzanne's got me on the jalapeno pimento cheese thing now.
It's good, isn't it?
It is with the jalapeno.
Right.
Not in a sandwich, though.
Right. And then got some good Detroit-style pizza, cooked it up for my grandfather myself as we watched WrestleMania, brother. Yeah,
that is good.
And the Motor City Company's frozen is damn good, folks.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the best frozen pizzas I've ever had.
I've only had like one or two decent frozen pizzas to the point I generally don't even try them anymore.
Right.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, but it was fun having a good fat boy weekend. We'll see if it's the true final one next weekend. That in all
we'll
due
see.
Time. Here, don't worry about it. I'll just pick up. Right. Line one, you're on there. Who's this?
Hello, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Yep, I had a question. Did you hear about President Joe Biden and the Cheeto dust that he said actually could have a cure for cancer?
Wait, Cheeto dust?
Yep, he said it. He said it not too long ago in one of his speeches.
Okay, I'm looking
I do like some Cheetos.
Cheeto Dust Biden. I don't even know. I'm not seeing it immediately. Where'd you hear this, man?
I heard this from a friend of mine.
Got to be the liberal media. Liberal media covering it.
Wow. Good job, guys.
Good stuff.
Got to be the liberal
media. Liberal media.
No, that's not the term we use on this show.
Nah.
No, we say corporate press, including Fox.
No, Fox is just bad.
Sean Hannity sucks so much.
And not even just Hannity. You'll go through the headlines, and you're like, okay, you know, looking at it in two sides. Okay, yeah, this is my team. This is my team. And in the middle of it, there's one that you're like, wait a minute. My team did not put this out there. This is corporate media crap right here. Every time, man.
Every time.
Yeah.
I mean, and Ukraine's the greatest example.
Oh, Joey.
Like, if we just give them a little more money, which actually is giving it to us. Well, not us. Isn't it funny how we use the collective we? Like, we mean the military contractors.
Yeah, well, those military contractors, and we've got some local ones.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay the best, Joey.
What? They don't pay the best? What do you mean? Hyundai pays better?
Oh, yeah. By far.
Really?
By far.
But isn't the work comparable? Like, you're on an assembly line, right?
I honestly, I don't know, because I haven't done the military stuff. I've talked to a few guys that have, but... No. Somebody's getting rich, and it's off our, you and me, and everybody else is dying.
Not surprising there. Right. But we'll get into the latest when it comes to Ukraine after the break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to the program. Before we keep going here, this part of the show brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, they can help you fellas out, especially as, you know, we get older. Things can happen, guys. Like erectile dysfunction, it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a more general problem leading to your ED, low testosterone. And these are not anything to put off, deny, be ashamed about. Not something to wait to get fixed, certainly.
Right.
And I know guys hate going to the doctor. I don't like going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. The reality is, pills often quit working and guys start making excuses for coming to bed. Did you know, Eddie, that studies show that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy?
I did not know that.
Wow. So, gentlemen, if you're lacking motivation, energy, drive, including a loss of sex drive, you're just always tired and feel like you're walking through your life in a fog, including losing muscle mass and seeing unwanted weight gain, knowing whether you have low T, low testosterone, is huge in combating some of these issues. The providers of Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. Now, I want to go to a little write-up. I believe this is from a very libertarian source. Mm-hmm. Moon of Alabama, you know who that is?
I do not have a clue.
Never looked into it? And, I pull from all sorts of sources, folks. So he writes, I find it amusing how little Western media have learned from their own reporting on the war in Ukraine. 2 years ago, a mystic ghost of Kiev was allegedly shooting down Russian aircraft left and right. The ghost turned out to be a fake character. The Ukrainian Air Force had never had such successes. 2 years on, it is still the same story. The Ukrainian government claimed something, and Western media print it, as if it had really happened. When the claim is debunked, often sooner than later, it simply vanishes from the headlines. Yesterday, we had this media wave. Russian planes destroyed in major attack. Ukraine drones destroy 6 Russian warplanes in one of the biggest attacks of the war. Ukraine claims it destroyed Russian planes in one of the biggest drone attacks of the war. That's from AP. See, and they got clever. They put claims. Ukraine right. Claims, right? Russia-Ukraine war live. 20 members of Russian airfield personnel killed or injured in drone attack, Kiev says. Ukraine war latest. Ukraine strikes airfield in Russia, destroying or damaging 19 warplanes, sources say. Wait, is it 6 or?
Yeah.
The Russian side did confirm the attacks, but denied any significant damage. They went on to say the primary target was a particular airfield in the Rostov region where Ukrainian forces dispatched 44 drones. The exact type remains unknown and will be determined upon analyzing the debris. However, there is a high likelihood that these are the same UAVs that the enemy has been utilizing in recent weeks. I think they hit that third largest oil refinery right. with some of these. Out of these, 26 drones were intercepted by our air defense missile systems and 18 by rifle squads. Based on the video circulating online, it is evident that the drones were flying at an extremely low altitude enhancing the level of stealth. No significant damage to the infrastructure, says the Russian side. But you're like, well, it's the Russian side. They're propagandists, too. And I'm happy to say, yeah, all the belligerents are lying in war.
Right.
But then it was confirmed, the Russian story, by the very anti-Russian Institute for the Study of War. Remember watching General Keane on Fox?
Yep.
ISW has yet to find any visual evidence that Ukrainian forces have damaged or destroyed aircraft or infrastructure at any of the four Russian air bases targeted by drones on the night of April the 4th or 5th. Such news cycles of fake claims of alleged Ukrainian successes are a major reason why some in the Western public still believe that Ukraine can win this thing.
Right.
That is, however, not the case. The situation requires a change of attitude. Instead of a new approach, the old pattern continues. NATO mulls over how to help Ukraine without provoking open war with Russia and fails. In the end, to deliver the kind of decisive assistance needed to turn the course of the war. Another establishment pattern is the repetition of moralistic binary language. The West cannot let Russia win. The rules-based order could unravel. Then there is the new domino theory. If Ukraine falls, Russian hordes will flood further west.
Right.
The personalization of the conflict onto one evil man, Vladimir Putin, continues with the death of Alexei Navalny. It is a struggle of good and evil, democracy and authoritarianism, civilization and darkness. There can be no peace until a tyrant falls. The Western alliance must not waver in its commitment to Ukraine. Well, the lack of realism in Western discourse is clear. There is indeed a serious risk that, rather than the West teaching Russia a lesson and putting Putin in his place, the opposite may occur. Is Russia, in fact, educating the West on what it means to use hard power and wage interstate conflict in 21st century conditions? Russia advertises its version of great power sovereignty, in which a united, resilient, and unwavering state can defeat the pooled sovereignty of the EU and NATO. We have all heard the objection that Putin simply cannot be trusted, and he wants nothing less than the complete elimination of Ukraine as an independent state. Yet does not the blind continuation of the West's dysfunctional Plan A also threaten the total physical destruction of Ukraine? It is for this reason that Pope Francis has called on Western leaders not to be ashamed to negotiate before things get worse. A new approach to the war in Ukraine will not emerge from rhetorical and moralistic proclamations. Words alone will not prevent a Russian victory. What is needed is a clear accounting of what can be realistically achieved with the means available, as well as the costs, risks, and benefits of different scenarios. Trying what has failed before and expecting new results is, after all, not a recipe for success. But no appetite in Western nations to really intervene in the war and to experience the Russian wrath that any intervention force would be submitted to. But the current crop of Western leaders, so-called, is too committed to the failed case for Ukraine they now have made for more than 2 years. For now, they are likely to try to just muddle through. We will have to wait for some regime change for a return to sanity and realism. Now, this is being brought up in the midst of, now, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is entertaining, yeah, let's do the $60 billion package. As Alabama's own Mike Rogers was here last week visiting the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce, giving a speech and an update on Ukraine, he is a proponent of the domino theory.
Of course he is.
That because Putin said, Putin said it, he's going to rebuild the Soviet Union. Like, where did he say that?
He said it.
I mean, he said that the biggest, like, geopolitical, like, tragedy, something to that effect, was the fall of the Soviet Union. But that doesn't mean he wants to put it all back together again. It might mean he's going to do Nouveau Russia.
But didn't he say,
like, let's get more territory, let's even take Odessa. But yeah. I don't see this domino theory playing out. It seems as crap as the old domino theory.
I thought he said something to the effect of he doesn't have anything more besides Ukraine. He has nothing else he really wants, so...
Now, I don't even think he wants all of Ukraine.
Right. He wants the good stuff.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Right. And, you know, you would hope your so-called leaders who actually have better information, would have better information.
They do.
But
they're
the ones that actually speak out, like, say, Barry Moore or Tommy Tuberville are called ignorant or stupid by people like Mike Rogers. Now, as the House is entertaining this, enter J.D. Vance. He was on with Maria Bartiromo talking about, well, the prospect of the House considering Ukraine aid without any further actual border security funding. Let's listen in together.
Republicans cannot really move the needle on securing the border. You're coming back to work next week, this upcoming week, after your Easter recess, and it sounds like the priority is money to Ukraine. There's a $95 billion foreign military aid package. Maybe it comes to the floor, not this week, but next week. Regardless, when can you secure the border and how?
Well, let me just say, first of all, Maria, this illustrates the need for a President Trump round two. We know that the Biden administration has thrown open the floodgates here. They have undone a lot of Trump-era immigration policy, and we've seen the effects. But I don't want to let congressional Republicans off the hook here, because we actually do have leverage. We just have to be willing to actually use it. I think Speaker Johnson is a good guy, but if he brings up a foreign aid package, sending billions of dollars to Ukraine without doing anything on the southern border, it will be a disgrace and a massive betrayal, not just of Republican voters, but of the entire country. Why would people elect Republicans if Republicans are more focused on the border of another country than the border of our own country? So I hope Speaker Johnson really shows some steely resolve here, pushes back against the craziness, and tells the Biden administration, you don't get a dime for your foreign priorities until you do your job and secure the border. And in the meantime, we've got to do everything we can to reelect Donald Trump, because if we had him, we wouldn't be dealing with a president who wants to have an open border.
Fascinating.
Her voice.
You don't like it?
It's awful.
It's terrible?
Yes, it would make paint bubble.
Yeah.
It's awful.
You know, my favorite Maria Bartiromo clip?
Mm-hmm.
When she's still on CNBC, she's still pretty young, pretty good looking. Okay. And she interviews Prince. And he's sitting on a couch next to her, and she's like, we've got a guitar. You want to play something? He's like, well, I'll play if you sing. And you see this woman melt into a little girl.
Really?
I'm not even going to pull it up, but it's so apparent. Like, she's got to be this confident, in that world of media, especially at that time.
She's it.
It's tough being a woman. You got to really have cojones.
Yeah.
And yet, in that moment, all that toughness dropped.
That's funny.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
That's funny.
And, you know, she's got a pretty good gig there on Fox Business, I guess.
She's got a great corporate gig.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want one of those gigs.
I don't either, but I should take the money for one.
Oh, you would?
Oh, man.
What's your price?
For that? $780 a year.
$780 a year?
Take home.
You still living here?
I got a house here.
Okay, but if you're doing $780 a year, if you're living in New York, you might want to ask for more.
Not living in New York. I'm flying in, I'm flying out. Doing like Matt Lauer did.
Oh, yeah. That creep.
Hey, I agree. 100% creep. But, man, he knew how to work a contract, buddy. Look at some of his contracts, man.
Yeah, and a secret locking button under his desk as
the
contract came out.
In the contract.
Hey, we got to hit the top of the hour break. But first, as part of the program, brought to you by Pest Pro Services.
Oh, yeah, man.
And Ashley and her team there, don't they do great work?
They do great work. I had guests up at the Airbnb this weekend. Guess what they did not complain about? Mosquitoes. They did not have one complaint, period. But they complained nothing about mosquitoes.
And that's because of Pest Pro.
100% Pest Pro. They came out there. It's been 2 weeks now. We've had a couple rainstorms, and everybody told me, oh, Eddie, once it rains, you'll see it come back. They have not come back at all. I'm 100% sold.
And this should be mosquito central.
This is mosquito central.
With the wooded area and right there on the lake.
Right on the water. Yeah, even my neighbors next door complain about mosquitoes, but we don't have them.
And that's how good Pest Pro Services is. Get your yard treated for those mosquitoes, or get an inspection. This is the time of the year where... Termites
are they're on the move, baby.
And so, did you know that homeowners insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? So you might as well pay for the treatment early. It's much less expensive.
Sure is, Joey.
Than treating termite damage. And of course, they can do everything for you when it comes to pest control there at Pest Pro Services. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com. Or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that fantastic team.
Oh, yeah.
That Joey and Eddie, those two idiots on the radio, sent you. Chief Deputy Kevin Murphy joining us after the top of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coos.